Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Atypical Artist presents Look Up, created by Brigham Snow. This is episode 3, Saturn.
I'm not trying to push or anything.
But you are.
Okay, I'm pushing, but you push too.
How do you even make that jump?
What?
Just because you're insecure because you don't have college plans or whatever doesn't mean...
I don't care about college.
Well, maybe you should.
This is dumb. I'm not in the mood to get yelled at, Emmett.
I'm not yelling. I just don't like it that you only see me as this depressed person or something because I... What? Care about my future? How do you even connect those things?
Well, are you?
No.
Then fine, I was wrong. We don't have to fight about it.
No, I want to know. What's the real reason you think my life is so empty, Lincoln?
I didn't say empty. I said I get there being like a hole or whatever.
Because I told you I'm, what, a loner? Newsflash, so are you, Lincoln.
I know I am. And newsflash, I've got that same empty space and I'm depressed, okay?
You are?
You didn't pick up on that when I said my mom ruined my life?
Well, I'm sorry, but that doesn't mean it's the same for me.
Fine, let's just drop it.
I like science. I'm good at it.
Oh my God, I know, Emmett.
I don't use it to distract myself from everything. It's more than that.
I'm sure it's more than that, but the other night you said you were sad and I
am, but not when I'm studying astronomy. But me studying astronomy isn't because I'm sad, okay?
Okay, I didn't mean to make you upset. I told you all that stuff about my dad. I just thought you'd want to share why you're achievement obsessed or whatever. Like maybe you're...
Getting ready to audition for my parents when they get back? Like I have to prove that I'm successful and good at things to make up for the parts they'll hate about me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are no parts of you they won't love, Emmett. I promise.
You don't know that. And you know, it wouldn't hurt you to be nicer to the NASA people.
Whoa, where's that coming
from? I think you're taking it out on Dennis and the PR people, and it's kind of shitty, Lincoln.
That's what you think?
Yeah, that's what I think.
Great! Because you're right, it is shitty, but do you want to know what's even shittier?
What?
Sending my mom on a dangerous mission and expecting me to smile and look pretty for the cameras and give them sound bites to make everybody else feel happy. Like, going to Mars wasn't enough, but they want some happy family reunion for everybody in the world to perv on. So yeah, it's all shitty. They deserve it.
Your mom made that choice, not Dennis. I don't think he was even working for NASA when they left.
Whatever, at least I'm not sucking up to every NASA nerd I come across. Oh, gee whiz, mister, tell me more about the physics of the, I don't know, the stupid physics thing you geek out about or whatever.
I'm trying to support my parents and I'm actually interested in this stuff, remember? Besides, it's no different from you pretending in front
of- Do that so people don't feel sorry for me. And because NASA would be pissed if I said anything different.
If you're so worried about people feeling sorry for you, why do you spend so much time making everybody know you're miserable all the time?
Real life is different. I'm talking about being forced into this happy explorer history whatever narrative and making sure I'm not a sad sack to the rest of the world. Bitching to you or making my dad and my teachers and the space assholes that roped us into this in the first place feel shitty is different.
At least I'm interested in something. What are you interested in, besides making everyone around you feel awful?
Right now? Leaving. Super passionate about that.
You're just gonna leave.
I'm just going to leave.
Fine, leave. That's what you're good at.
Okay, you can cut it with the dramatic breakup lines. I'm tired and I don't want to fight about stuff.
I'm not being dramatic.
No, you're just hanging this thing over my head. I said I was sorry. You know I'm sorry.
I'm not trying to hang it over your head.
You want me to stay?
I want you to stay. I didn't want tonight to go like this. I don't know why we keep fighting.
Because it all sucks, and we're taking it out on each other.
I know.
You want me to stay? Then make it up to me.
Make it up to you?
Make it up to me.
How?
Two parts. First, I want another fruit punch.
Stop making fun.
Not. I want another fruit punch.
Okay, and the second?
To be shared after you agree. Okay, you want to leave it like this? See you with the nerds tomorrow.
Wait.
Yeah?
Fine.
Thanks.
Okay, you've got your drink. Now what else?
You said there were parts of you that you think will disappoint your moms. Explain that to me, because I don't see it.
You're really gonna make me talk about this? That's super not fair.
No, what's super not fair is you pulling stuff out of me and not being honest about what's going on with you. Like the whole picture.
If you shared all of that with me because you thought we were doing some I'll show you mine if you show me yours, that's your problem.
Just be honest with me.
I am being honest with you.
Fine, so these last 3 years have been awesome then? No complaints. You're totally ready to see your parents again.
You know it hasn't. And I'm ready to see them, of course I am, but...
What are the parts? What are you worried about?
I'm just not gonna sit here and moan about it because I think it's unfair, even though it is.
So you think it's unfair?
What you're doing right now? Yeah.
No, that your parents left you, both of them, which is messed up, and left you with your aunt, and your friend ditched you, and you buried yourself in studying and goal setting because if you stopped moving for even a second, you'd remember that you're hurting and you want to avoid that at all costs.
How would you even know that?
Because I know. I know because I could have done that. But I wanted to hurt, so I didn't.
You wanted to hurt?
If I did, then maybe everybody would finally wake up.
Wake up?
If my parents want to give up, I'm not going to be their brave little man that shows a good face, at least with them, and holds everybody together. I'm giving up too. And I want them and the jerks around me to see it.
I'm not a jerk.
No, you're not. But usually everyone else is. What about you as you're so worried you're going to be rejected or something?
I love my aunt. But I wish she didn't rub off on me so much.
Yeah?
She's scared of everything. It's like a miracle she agreed to come out here. But haven't you noticed she hasn't been to any of the tours or events on site?
I guess I didn't.
Of course not. You've been too busy brooding and making sure you look like you're brooding every time you catch your reflection.
You're afraid she rubbed off on you?
Yeah.
She didn't, man. If you think you're like pre-agoraphobic or something, you're not. You're out on a beach in the middle of the night with me.
You're a good bait.
What?
Just that knowing that I'd be seeing you makes me push through it.
Really?
Don't make me say it again.
You're not your aunt, Emmett.
I know I'm not, but I'm pretty close. I need to make sure I excel at this, that I have a future in this field. Otherwise, I'll never be good at anything, because I'm too scared to try anything else. This is my one shot. It helps that I genuinely love astronomy, but I don't have my driver's permit for a reason. I don't do any clubs in high school because I don't know how to try other things or be around other people. So if I'm really good, like freaky good at the thing I know I'm good at and comfortable with, then maybe my moms can just pay attention to that part of me and not the fact that I'm the complete opposite of them.
You seem comfortable at the Space Center, talking with everyone, meeting new people, challenging them on stuff. You talk and joke with everyone there.
That's different. I can talk to a NASA technician or a researcher in my field of interest, no problem. It's just talking to other people my own age.
You're talking to me.
You're different. You've always been different.
I feel like a jerk.
Well, you've been acting like one. I miss my mom's so much. And yeah, maybe part of why I like to stay focused is because I don't like to think that they're 77 million miles away, even if that's not the whole reason.
They're that far?
Yeah. Or they were.
Makes me feel worse.
Yeah. That's 37,931 round trips from here to Houston. I get sad when I think about them.
I do too.
And honestly, I get sad when I think about how I might have been different if they stayed. Less scared of things. Brave like them. I'm genuinely afraid they'll be ashamed of me. Like, they'll catch up on the news features and see how awkward I am and how great you are and realize they ended up with just me.
They'd never be ashamed of you.
You don't know that.
They love you.
I know they love me, but they've been in space making history for 3 years. And what have I done?
You're only going to be a junior. Cut yourself some slack. And you're like, I don't know, the smartest person I know. You can do math in your head like a computer, apparently.
I looked up the mile thing before. I've looked up a lot of stuff.
Like what?
Like all the horrible things that can go wrong on a mission like this.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, they're on their way home. They're almost here, so it's gonna be fine. But I'm still scared about reentry. That's when stuff can, you know, happen.
I think you're brave, Emmett.
I'm not brave.
You came out, and you're so confident about it. Plus, you went to that dance by yourself.
Barely.
But you did.
No, I'm just not a confident person. It is what it is.
That isn't true.
I'm still really self-conscious about it, actually. Every time I meet someone, there's always that moment when I have to decide if I'm gonna fill them in.
You don't have to tell everybody. That's none of their business.
I feel guilty, though, sometimes.
Why?
We have this platform, you know? News interests and everything. I could say something, make it easier for somebody out there by being upfront about it, but I don't.
It's nobody's business. NASA forced us to share our shit with the world, but we didn't sign up for this. We don't owe anybody anything. We need to keep some things to ourselves. If not, I think we can forget who we are or who we were before all this. And I guess who will be when it's over.
I think we'll always live in their shadow.
Hiding in it.
I don't want to.
Me neither. But until they're back, we're stuck.
I don't feel stuck out here.
Yeah, same. Were you worried about telling me?
Yeah.
Why?
Because we have history. And I didn't know what you were like now. We live in Texas. Sure, there are others, but a lot of guys at school still haven't caught up with the times. You never know.
That sucks.
Yeah.
We haven't even set this thing up.
Do you want me to?
I'm really sorry about pushing, Emmett. I told you, I can be...
Stop calling yourself that, please.
Okay. But I can, like, hear myself being one, and it takes a lot for me to stop.
I'm sorry if I, like, made you tell me stuff about your dad.
Nah, you didn't. Not really. Like I said, I want everybody to know I'm pissed. It's kind of my brand, right?
I'll set up the telescope.
Yeah. I didn't ruin the night.
You were close, but I'm fine. Besides, I want you to see this one tonight.
What is it?
You'll see when you look through it.
Mysterious.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Are you sure?
I'm ready.
Okay, look through the eyepiece. Do you see it?
Wait, is that...
Yep.
No way! Is that... That's Saturn. It looks so cool. It looks fake, like an emoji or something.
839 million miles away.
Whoa.
Can you see the split in the rings?
Sort of? No. Maybe?
Midway, there's like a faint line. I know it's small, but you can sort of see it.
Oh yeah, I think so.
Cool.
What about it?
Nothing, that's just my favorite part.
This is so awesome, Emmett. I actually remember looking at this a lot with you.
Yeah.
I can't believe I almost ruined this tonight.
We both did, it's okay. I would have shown you next time. If there would have been a next time.
I wouldn't do that to you again.
I'm glad. You know, I got so used to the bitch face.
Bitch face?
Yeah.
You're definitely brave if you're saying I've got a resting bitch face.
I was just gonna say, you don't have it right now.
No, I don't.
Happy?
Yeah, Emmett, happy. Or at least, relaxed.
Cool.
So, what else am I looking at?
Okay, well, do you notice how it isn't a perfect round shape?
The rings?
No, I mean the planet itself.
Oh yeah, I guess you're right.
So, Saturn spins so quickly on its axis that it sort of flattens itself out into an oblate spheroid.
What's that?
Basically, it flattens out at the poles and bulges at the equator. Saturn basically squishes itself because it spins so fast. Earth does the same thing.
Wait, you're saying Earth isn't round?
Not perfectly round. I mean, it's round, but it just does the same thing as Saturn, just not as extreme.
Wow.
Let me look through again. I'm going to show you something else.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
Oh, it's nice. I mean, it's okay. I mean... You're okay.
I needed to steady myself. I didn't mean to, like, put my hand on your back or anything. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I grabbed your hand the other night.
Yeah, right.
Isn't any different?
Yeah, totally. Sorry. Weird.
I'm gonna look through the eyepiece now.
Yeah, sure. So, what are you looking for?
There it is. Okay. Look through now. Do you see that bright object right near Saturn?
Yeah.
So that's Titan.
Titan. One of the moons, right?
You remembered.
I'm pretty smart.
So, Saturn has 62 moons.
That's a lot.
Less than Jupiter's 67, but still.
Do you, like, know all of their names?
Saturn's moons?
Yeah.
A lot of them are just number designations, but I can name you some of my favorite.
Tell me.
Okay, there's Prometheus.
Prometheus. What's special about him?
Well, he's a shepherding moon.
Meaning?
It contains Saturn's F ring. These kinds of moons are also called herder moons or watcher moons. Prometheus keeps the particles in the ring contained.
Prometheus sounds bossy. What?
Nothing.
I'm remembering that I like making you laugh.
I like when you make me laugh.
Tell me another one.
There's Janus, Hyperion, and Calypso.
Cool names.
But I think maybe my favorite is Daphnis.
Why's that? Can I see it?
No, not through a telescope like this.
Why is it your favorite?
It sits in a gap between the rings and it causes small waves on the inside edges. Its gravity plays with the particles. That's why it's also called the Wavemaker Moon.
The Wavemaker. That's cool.
It just sits there, hidden. Hard to notice, like it fell through the cracks and nobody thought it mattered. But when you pay attention, you can see the waves it makes. How it changes something as big as a planet, like Saturn. It matters, even though it's small or different.
I like that.
Me too.
You know, I didn't hate today exactly.
You looked so bored.
I mean, I was, mostly. But I guess it's less boring when I sort of see you reacting to it. Like if I could see it through your eyes or something. I like that you have something like this.
You don't have any interest or anything?
I've got my own stuff.
Do you want to tell me?
Not really. Not yet, anyway.
That's okay. I get that. Like you said, we have our own things that are just ours.
Yeah, exactly.
Notice how I'm not being pushy. Making you laugh is pretty great, too.
Yeah, you make that easy.
Okay, can you give me a clue? Look, I know, but baby steps.
Nah, not yet.
Fine.
What was your favorite part of today?
Today, not tonight?
How about both?
Okay, today. Oh, the soil and rock catalog they showed us? I know it was just pictures, not the real thing, and basically a way to keep me busy so I'd stop asking questions, but it was so cool to see the lab photos.
We went to the launch site, like where the rockets blast off, and your favorite part was a book?
What can I say? I've got a brand too.
You definitely do. Okay, what about tonight?
Ooh, I mean, where do I start? When you mocked me about asking physics questions? Or maybe when you laid out all of my insecurities and told me I'd been ignoring them so I don't freak out and cry?
I'm sorry, Emmett. I'm really sorry.
I'm kidding. Honestly? Right now. This.
This?
You told me that you like that I like this stuff. And we're just talking. It's nice.
Yeah, it is.
I forgot what it's like to talk with somebody my own age.
Me too. What moon do you think would be my favorite?
One of Saturn's?
Yeah.
Probably Titan.
Yeah? Why?
Well, it's cool because it has an atmosphere. Nitrogen, like Earth. It has clouds, rain, lakes, and rivers, so it's got a lot going on.
Isn't that what you need for life? Wait, are there aliens living there?
There could be life. We don't know yet.
Wow.
But it's special. Like you.
What? No, I'm not special.
But see, that's exactly what Titan would say.
The moon. You mean Titan the talking moon?
Well, if it did. Because at first glance, it looks rocky and moody and rough.
Planet resting bitch face?
But if you go deeper into it, you find out there's so much life. So much potential for amazing things that we don't know yet. But it dares you to look closer. It can't help but stand out past Saturn's shadow.
That's cool. I like this Titan. What do you think Titan thinks of Daphnis?
I don't know.
I think he feels lucky to be a moon with Daphnis.
I like that.
Yeah, me too.
So, are we still on for tomorrow?
Yeah. How many days until they get back?
9 days.
We're not going to be going to NASA science camp every day until then, are we?
No, I think we have these next few days free.
Shit, that's right. My dad has a work thing a couple of hours away tomorrow. I have to go with him.
An actual work thing, or...?
I think this is a real one. Otherwise, he wouldn't be dragging me along.
Well, we don't have to do this tomorrow, if you're...
No, I'll be here. If you're going to be here.
I'll be here.
Okay. Cool.
Should we pack up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for showing me Saturn.
Thanks for letting me show you Saturn.
Look Up is a production of Atypical Artists. The voice of Emmett is Evan Bittencourt. The voice of Lincoln is Brigham Snow. Look Up is created, written, directed, sound designed, and produced by Brigham Snow, and executive produced by Lauren Chippen. Foley by Raul Vega and Brigham Snow. Theme and music by Imprisoned. Special thanks to Lillian Holman, Jordan Cope, James Bernard, and The Menaces. For more information on Look Up, head to atypicalartist.co and make sure to check out our other shows while you're there. Thank you for listening. We hope you join us for the next episode.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.